Good day, podcast audience. This is one of your podcasts, Kenny Hodge, and I got my partner.
Hey, it's me.
And we're ready to do a Greystone podcast for you today. I know, one week is grayscale, and next week is grayscale.
And now it's Greystone or grayscale. I think we're going to end up, like, soon we'll have...
We just may call it gray.
Hey, yeah.
But listen, you know, a lot of interesting topics been going on in the news and the news media lately. And I got to tell you, here we go. Kenny and Jane's take on some recent news articles. And let me tell you, this is our take. I mean, I hope you agree. Somebody's going to agree with somebody.
Well, we may not necessarily agree.
I'm pretty sure
agree.
We're not going to agree. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But let's start off with something that happened a couple of weeks ago. That ass whooping down in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, I'll give you my view on that first, and then you follow on this, and then you lead the next one. Listen. First of all, and on some real shit, them folks was well deserving of that ass whooping they received on that day. Now, when I say that, it's also important to understand that as a society, we got to get past that. But until we do as a society, to the crew in Alabama, I'm sorry. Especially when I found out they were fighting because my man was just doing his job. Hey, listen, to the crew in Alabama, good ass whooping. What's your take on it?
Well, I've been, as you know, in boat landings such as the one you were looking at on TV. And really, if they have to move your boat, that's what it's tied up there for. And anyway, what I couldn't believe, and I can't really go on and on about it because I guess it is what it is, but what I couldn't believe is the spirit of the majority of the people that were videotaping it, that they were on a frenzy of go for it, go, go. You know, they were.
And let me tell you why that
is. It was a big frenzy.
Yes, it was, because you know why? Grassroots, bottom line, they're so used to being on the other side of that. That's what that whole, we got the upper hand on this one. But when you look at that, and again, I don't care.
Old-fashioned ass whooping was handed out.
But when you look at that, that whole thing could have been avoided. When the owner of the boat, when the brother approached him and told him, you can't dock your boat here, if he would have just said, okay, or listen, Let me slip you 500. I got to be here for a minute. Or do something. I'm talking life. Because
right.
If I worked there and my man said, look, let me give you 500. I'm going to be here about a half hour. Can you cover me? He might have got covered. But instead, they resorted to violence. And they got met with a force that they had no clue. But I want to say this to you. When I seen the brother throw his hat in the air and then everybody came, I'm just saying, Alabama. Yo, is that like a signal we all need to know about? That shit looked like it was scripted in the movie, man. But again, it's unfortunate that anybody had to have the shit beat out of them like they did. But
I think the most
they stepped into that. They created that.
The thing that really stood out the most is the guy
swimming
that swam across. I mean, I thought, wow, but it really got a lot of coverage, that part.
You know what? And watch me try to take that situation and spin it into something so positive. My people, why can't we just come together like that on business matters, education matters? I'm serious. Now, again, I got mad respect for the way that just happened. I'm sorry, I do. But why can't we take that and bring it together for schools, education, business, and help each other in that manner? That's all I want to say about that.
Oh, that's a different take on.
Well, you know, again, you're raised in the streets, and then you got educated in university. So, the bottom line was great ass whooping, folks. As you start to get a little older, you say, "Now, how can we turn this into something more positive? And let's build on this."
What, to watch the videos over and over again and point out right and not?
I mean, it don't even matter no more. But before I knew, because I missed it on the news for about 3 days, before I knew what actually happened, all of a sudden, I'm retired, so I get my allocated Facebook and TikTok time in every day. So I see all these memes coming up about an ass whooping in Alabama. And I just think they're funny. And then my brother texted me, and I went to look into it, and I'm like, wow.
They
got rap songs, videos. But again, people of color are so used to being on the other side of that. That whole commotion, man. See, I almost got it myself there. But anyway, let's go ahead and transition to something a little more comical.
Okay. You and I have a bet. And this is all I'm going to say about this, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, you and I have bet. I say that it's very likely that Mr. Trump will have to serve some kind of time, and probably in a mansion of sorts. But I'm saying I think he is going to be charged, and he will have to serve time. And you say...
You know what I say? The best way I could phrase what I really want to say about this. You ever see that that video on TikTok where you see this little, it's a little kid, and when camera turns to him, all he says is, "That bullshit. That bullshit." And that's some bullshit. Listen to me.
Yes, I have seen that.
If I could have that video play right now, that would be my answer. You got to understand something. And one thing Donald Trump knows. Now, first of all, let me state my position. As president, I am so anti-Trump, it can't get any more anti-Trump. So let me lay that down first. But he understands, because the criminal mind works very, very intelligently on bad shit. But he understands that all the shit he did, they're not going to lock him up. I don't care what you say, because listen, is he deserving of it? Hell to the yes, he's deserving of it. But there's no prison you can put the president of the United States in.
No, that's what I said. He's going to have a mansion. I just believe that he will have to serve some kind of time, and then he'll have a bracelet that he has to wear
that
for
I'm
a while.
With you. I'm with that.
Well, I get that you think that, but okay, so.
But I'm saying again, for the record, Donald Trump, at the most, might spend overnight in jail if he gets there late and they got to process him in the morning. But as the president of the United States, for all that foul, ratchet shit he did, he will not go to jail one day. That's what I'm saying right
and
now.
And I'm betting you that...
Yes. Okay.
And let's just end it on this note, is that you will cook for a week, correct?
Yes. And, okay. Never mind what the other side of that bet is. But anyway... But listen. Listen, look at how... They even, for all them criminals that turned themselves in Georgia over the primaries, Rudy Giuliani, that whole cast. Now listen to me and tell me, are there hints of privilege sprinkled around that shit? All of those folks broke the law. All of those folks broke the law. Excuse me. All of those folks are accused of breaking the law. Before they had an agreement. Before I turn myself in, you got to promise me I'm not going to jail tonight. Now, I got to ask, on the surface, that's some bullshit. But I want to know, because I'm not heavily vested in the criminal enterprises anymore. Do other folks get that opportunity to do that? Do drug dealers get to say, listen, okay, you got me on some charges. I'll be in next week. But before I come in, you know, let me know right now. You got to make sure that my bond is going to be posted and I'm not going to go to jail. I wonder, How many people actually get that extended to them?
Well, I don't know. I really don't. I just think that it's the least amazing thing is that they're being exploited for what they did. And and I truly believe, mark my words, five of them for sure, the top five, as a matter of fact, they're going to throw Trump under the bus.
And that don't matter.
They already began to do that.
And that's not going to matter.
It will matter because Trump did something on January 6th that was so vile that people lost their lives.
Yes.
And their sanity.
Yes.
Especially.
Yes.
And you watch. You mark my words. Well, listen, you see, will be cooking dinner
the only
for
so you're
a week.
Keep wanting them, but listen.
For a week. Mm-hmm.
The only thing we disagree on is him going to jail.
Right.
Now, once again.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got? 91 charges pending? If he's guilty of every one of those charges, here's what I say. The logistical nightmare, because see, even if you put him in jail, he's still an ex-president. So he has seen, heard, knows of shit that everybody is not supposed to have access to.
Right.
That's why once you stop being president, well, for the next 4 to 8 years, you still get Secret Service. So to put him in jail would mean you've got to reconstruct a building and call it a jail, and nobody can be in there but him. Because, you know, with his top, super top secret clearances and shit, even though I don't understand why they gave one in the first place, he still has it. And that's why, not because he's a good guy, far from that shit, the logistical nightmare is what's going to stop him from going to jail.
Well,
and I think he knows that.
Well, I think so too, and I do. I just believe that, you know. Again, mark my words. He's not. If he doesn't go and serve time, then he is above the law. Period. And that's what I feel.
Well, now let me say. When you say above the law, I mean, okay,
yep.
I understand it.
Yeah,
and you know what? As much as I hate to admit this, he's going to prove that he is above the law.
Yeah. Well,
he's a gangster.
No.
Listen, I mean, he's don't, now, if you, he, to me, he is.
This and was supposed to be a funny, lighthearted thing.
All right, but we just go in opposition. You're right. But listen, if I was in a street gang and Donald Trump was the leader, I'm pretty sure that'd be a pretty successful gang. So I'm just sitting here saying he's got a ability to attract people to him, but for the most part, especially now, before he got to be president, he was doing real estate deals that kept his ass in court. That's one thing. But when you jumped up on the big stage for president and pulled it off, you let the whole world know what a fraud you were, man. And you don't have any experience in a lot of the stuff that he did. Now listen, and trust me, I ain't supporting this guy. He did because he wanted to do. He really didn't do it because he knew the law and knew how to do it. Because, again, he didn't come up through the political matrix like everybody else who understands simple shit like how a bill becomes a law. I'm just saying he missed all that. But back to the original premise.
Right.
Hail to the no. Donald Trump will not go to jail. Now, don't get me wrong.
I believe he will.
He needs to, but he's not going to.
And you're going to do the next topic.
Hey, I guess after talking about the melee that went on in Alabama, and the shady shit that's going on in the political arena, let's close on some football. All right, let's close on some
football season. Preseason, and Aaron Rodgers has a whole new look. That's kind of a big thing. He's with the Jets.
It don't matter, because I'm telling you right now, everything this year is New York Giants. I'm sorry. I'm dropping that right now. I don't give a shit about no Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know I'm not a big Packer fan.
But you do watch the Cowboys.
Yes. Hey, easy. That secret shit that ain't supposed to be put out there.
Oh, secret.
Come on now, yo.
You do watch the Cowboys.
I do not. I despise the Cowboys. I do not have any Cowboy memorabilia or no.
Oh,
they,
right.
They used to be my team. They used to be my team.
I know,
man.
Yeah.
It takes me, wow. I'm on about over 10 years now. I'm still weaning off of them guys, man. But New York Giants, I bleed blue. But the Packers, man, shit. I don't know what the Packers and the Jets got going on. Go to Green Bay, become a superstar quarterback, then come over to New York and chill out.
We're going to try to go to a game, aren't we? As long as it's not too cold.
Yeah, we'll definitely make a Packer and a Giant game. Best of both worlds.
Well, maybe not a Packer and Giant game, but let's go to Lambeau Field. Cause it gets like that, wrong side of the moon. No tune car moon, you're my Cleopatra. No side thing, don't need a backup. Need a real one, don't need an actor. A lost one.
I think I got enough blueberry brandy to make it through. So yeah, we will be in Lambeau Field this year in MetLife. That will happen this football season.
Okay.
Hey, listen, this is Kenny and Jane on the podcast. Grayscale, Greystone.
Gray.
It's just gray.
It's just gray.
I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being Kenny and Jane on the podcast, Gray.
Yeah, Gray. I kind of like
that's
that.
That's official. Kenny and Jane on the podcast,
okay.
Gray. Hey, I'll talk to you on the next show.
All right.